بله، من تقریبا تا 3 ماه 4 ماه همینطور بودم، تا اینکه افکار مثلا من میخواستم یاد بابا بکنم، فکرم میرفت جای دیگه، نمیتونستم فکرم رو بابا نگردارم و خب خیلی من رو ناراحت کرده بود که به اندازه من رو ناراحت کرده بود که من میخواستم از اونجا پیش بابا دیگه برم خونه، اونجا نمونم پیش بابا.
So after 3-4 months, you know, whenever I started to meditate on Baba, to think of him, the thoughts would come to my mind that I don't know where they come from, and then they were like harassing me so much, and I couldn't concentrate on Baba, and it made me so miserable that I just wanted to escape from here. Because I was so ashamed of myself, of those thoughts coming, and do not let me think about Baba, and I just wanted to run away.
هر وقتی بابا من رو میدید، روزی 2 مرتبه، 3 مرتبه، 10 مرتبه من رو میدید، همیشه میگفت که فکر من بکن، هیچ فکر دیگه نکن.
So from that day on, Baba would. Any time that Baba would see him, like twice a day, 3 times a day, or even 10 times a day, he would insist, just think of me, don't think of anything else, just think of me.
تا خلاصه بنداده این فکر و خیال آن را ناراحت کرده بود که من میخواستم بابا را ول کنم و برم.
But you know, unfortunately, that thoughts were so making me miserable and my life so miserable that I just wanted to abandon everything and leave Baba and escape.
اون وقت یکی از این روزها ساعت 11 بود که بابا من رو دید و اشاره کرد اون اتاقی که موزه هستش توش که لباس رو چیده بابا، خودش رفت وسط اون اتاق نشست و به منم اشاره کرد بیا اینجا بنشین. رفتم نشستم، گفت چه فکر دارم درباره من میکنی؟ حالا من روم نمیشد که به بابا بگم که بعد و بیرا به شما میگه این فکر میگه، میگفتم هیچی. دیگه بابا تقریبا نیم ساعت معطل شد، هر چی گفت من روم نشد بگم. اینو بگو.
11 صبح بود یا 11 شب؟ 11 ظهر. Okay, so one day it was 11 o'clock at daytime, and Baba took me to the current museum in Mehrabad, that now they have Baba's clothing and all that coats. So Baba took me there and sit down, and Baba asked me, what are you thinking? Tell me, what are you thinking? Tell me. But I was so ashamed of myself to say anything. So for half an hour, Baba was insisting, tell me what kind of thoughts is coming to your mind. But I wouldn't say because it wasn't good thoughts, and I was ashamed of myself to say it.
وقت بابا به من گفت من پای هیچ کسی طور معطل نشدم که معطل بشم و ازش سوال بکنم جواب ندم. خیلی ناراحت شد و این دفعه کارت که علا بازی نوشتید. این فکرهای من یکی یکی مثل اینکه کتاب باز هستش، یکی یکی انگوش همه یکی یکی گفت.
So Baba was angry at me and he says, I never waited so long for anyone except you and you are not helping me. And then he took his alphabet board and he started to spell out every single thought that I had in my mind. And then I was very ashamed.
بابا گفت من پای هیچ وقت اینطور معطل نشدم، پای تو معطل شدم و رفت. حالا من چکار کنم؟ همدار سرگردون بودم تا اینکه یکی از این روزها همه دم غروب تمام کارگرها جمع می شدن و همه زبونی مثلا که بزار آفسری به فارسی، یکی به انگلیسی، یکی به اردو، یکی به مراتی حرف می دادن. همه بودن، ترمه 720 نفر هم تو می شدن دم غروب که بود که کاراشون تموم شده بود و بابا برایشون صحبت خدایی می کرد.
So then Baba very angrily, you know, left the room, and Espanyol was very ashamed of himself. And then after 3-4 days passed, there was a big meeting and gathering, and it was like 120 people were there, and the words of Baba would be translated in different languages, like in Hindi, Urdu, Persian.
بله، میشه تو بود اون وقت من باز این فکر را من رو ول نمی کرد. گفتم الا من از اینجا برم دیگه، هیچ علاجی چاره ای نیستش، این فکر من درست شدنی نیستش. و این بود که نافرمانی کردم، دیدم که اگه به بابا بگم میخوام برم، میگه برای چی میخوای بری و خلاصه نمیفرستاد. نافرمانی کردم که من را بیرون کنه که من برم ایران.
So I was, you know, still the thoughts would not let me go, and I was very unhappy and unease, and then I thought that I have to go away from here. So what should I do? I thought to myself, if I say to Baba, I want to go, maybe Baba doesn't let me. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to disobey Baba's order now, and I'm going to disobey the teacher's order, so they just let me go.
اون وقت طوری نشسته بودم من که جلو پشت سرم جلو چشم 4-5 نفر گرفته بود که اونا نمیتونستن بابا رو ببینن. زمین تخت نبوده، بلند و پستی داشت. آقایدل به من گفت که فلان جا بشین، هم خودت بابا رو میبینی و همسایرین. من محل نگذاشتم، باز دو مرتبه گفت باز محل نگذاشتم. دفعه سوم دفعه به بابا گفت که من نافرمانی میکنم، رفت به بابا گفت.
So at that gathering I was sitting somewhere that I was blocking the view of 4-5 people behind me. So Baidul told me, Esfandiar, why don't you move and sit over here so you can have better view, and so does, you know, the people behind you. But I just didn't pay attention. I was just sitting there. So he had to say it again for a second time. Again, I just sat there and no attention. Then Baidul went and reported to Baba. Ooh.
بیدل اون وقت بابا از من سوال کرد که مگر میخوای اینجا از اینجا بری؟ گفت سرم تکون دادم، گفتم بله. اون وقت آقا بیدل گفت بلند شو برو پای بابا ببوس که بریم. من حالا میخوام بلند بشم، دیدم اصلا پای من جون نداره، بکلی اصلا مثل اینکه مرده بودیم، پای جفت پای من رو نمیتونستم.
اما شما رو همونجا بابا خوند پیش خودش وقتی که بیدول
بیدول همه کارا رو کرد و من رو برد بابا گفت مگه میخوای بری؟ من گفتم آره میخوام برم. و حالا بیدول گفت بلند شو پای بابا رو ببوس زیارت بکن که بریم. حالا هرچی میخوام بلند بشم نمیتونم بلند بشم. پای من اصلا جون نداره، مرده بود اصلا یکتا پای من. این وقت بابا به عابدل گفت بغلش کن و بیارش پلو من.
So what happened was Baidul went and reported to Baba, and then Baba asked Baidul to bring Esfandiar. And then the first question Baba asked, are you want to leave me? Do you want to leave? And Esfandiar said yes. So then Baidul said, okay, go ahead and bow down to Baba and we go back to Iran. So when he went and bowed down, then he wanted to get up. He just couldn't get up. He was like a stone standstill, and he just couldn't get up. He was trying, but couldn't get up. And then Baba asked Baidul, why don't you hug him and bring him here?
من آقا بیدون منو بغل کرد و برد. بابام موقعی بود که تو اعتکاف بود که 5 ماه تو اعتکاف بیرون نیومد که فقط شیر میخورد. شیر رو دیو فیلم.
So Baidul, you know, hugged me, grabbed me, and then took me to Baba. And at that time, Baba was in seclusion, and it was like 5 months that Baba was just on milk, diet of milk.
Baba, وقتی که منو نشون پلو بابا همطور منو گرفت تو بغل خودش گفت مگه نمیخوای بری؟ گفتم نه. همه این ملت صد نفر همه به خنده صدای خندهشون بلند شد.
So what happened in that gathering when Baidul took him to Baba and Baba grabbed his head and said, why didn't you want to go? And then he looked at Baba and said no. And then everyone, you know, in that gathering, like 150 people, they all started to laugh.
Umah Baba mano bahar kard guf ke bero bakhshidam.
Then Baba hugged me and said, go and I forgive you. You are forgiven.
و رفتم اونجا نشستم و از اون تاریخ به بعد دیگه کم کم تسلط بر افکار خودم پیدا کردم و ممکن بود 1 ساعت 2 ساعت بشینم و مراقبه بکنم که مثل این که تو یک اتاقی باشم یکی بیاد پشت در بزنه درش رو نمی کنم. منم تو این بدن خودم اختیار داشتم که مثلا هیچ فکری را ندم به خودم.
So after Baba's forgiveness, I was able to get my thoughts in the control, and it was even for 1 hour, 2 hours, I was able to have my thoughts in order. So I just think of Baba and nothing would come. The feeling is like you are in a room and there is doors and everybody is knocking on the door and you are not letting people to come inside your room. I was able to keep all the thoughts out of me.